This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You can buy maybe not everything, but certainly almost anything online. But just because you can doesn't mean people do. Turns out that most of the time, would-be online shoppers of the retail variety stop just shy of that last all-important step, actually clicking the buy button. And of course, online retailers, as Marketplace's Megan McCarty Carino reports, are desperate to change that.
At a Los Angeles mall, Janaea Wilson, a 30-something English instructor, is indulging one of her favorite pastimes.
I like to think that I'm a pretty skilled shopper. I do a lot of comparison shopping, cosmetics, skincare.
But most of the time, she avoids the crowds and weird perfume pretzel smells and does it from the comfort of her couch with an arsenal of mobile shopping apps.
Nordstrom I have, Old Navy, Ulta, Express, Nike again, Bed Bath & Beyond. Oh, you can see I still have stuff in the cart.
Oh, let's see what's in the cart. There's a three-tier adjustable baking rack, a grater, some Pyrex dishes.
I was just thinking about grabbing these couple of things.
And how long have those been in there?
Oh, probably 2 weeks now.
That happens a lot online. According to the Baymart Institute, which researches user experience for e-commerce sites, about 70% of virtual carts are abandoned before purchase. Reasons include unexpected taxes and fees, having to create an account, or simply that the checkout process is too complicated.
If there's promo codes, if I can use Apple Pay or something where I'm just paying with my thumb versus having to get up and go find my credit card somewhere.
Baymart researcher Lauren Smith says companies could probably recover about a third of abandoned transactions, equal to $260 billion in sales, in some cases just by making small formatting changes to the payment process.
So generally speaking, simplifying the amount of information that's asked from users to the fewest forms possible.
So maybe lose the address to line or shrink the phone number into one field instead of three. Oh, and by all means, make that coupon field as unnoticeable as possible.
Because what you're basically saying with that coupon field is like, hey, you're just asking users to leave your site.
David Marin and Hayes of V Global works with companies like Hewlett-Packard and The Body Shop to increase online sales. He says most of his clients have already addressed all the low-hanging fruit of optimizing payment forms, and now they're asking,
do I need to take some of my marketing budget and move it away from, say, coupon codes into subsidizing my shipping?
Of course, the Amazon Prime effect. Many shoppers will stop dead in their tracks at the sight of a shipping fee or a delivery time longer than 48 hours. But consumer behavior expert Ravi Dhar, a professor at Yale University, says to get beyond the marginal gains from payment forms and shipping costs, online retailers need to address a bigger philosophical challenge. You don't get the satisfaction of getting your purchase immediately.
We find that because of the delayed gratification, online tends to be less impulsive.
He says a lot of shoppers use their virtual carts as wish lists or comparison tools to get a different kind of pleasure from the shopping experience, the feeling that they're making the right choice, backed by research and deep consideration. Still, he says, in the last couple of years, e-commerce sites have gotten better at replicating the conditions that lead to impulse spending, like showing you how many people are looking at an item or holding sales with a countdown clock.
The idea of flash sales is really to mimic scarcity, limited time, excitement. It may not be there tomorrow.
Our super shopper Janaea Wilson says these are strategies that could help her get over her cart abandonment issues at Bed Bath & Beyond.
It would actually be really nice, and maybe not so nice for my credit cards and my pocketbook.
And she knows she won't have to wait too long for the next 20% off coupon. In Los Angeles, I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.